This is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. As kids head back to school in Lee County today, we'll listen back to an interview with the author of a study looking at the ideal prep for pre-kindergarten students, what it would cost, and what's actually being spent. But first, New College in Sarasota is a little-known gem in the state's public university system, and it's planning to grow from 850 students to 1,200. I talked with New College President Donald O'Shea to learn more about this small liberal arts college and find out how growing will improve the school. To begin with, tell me a little bit about New College. Not a lot of people know about it.
Yes, New College belongs to one of the two very distinctive American forms of education. One are small liberal arts colleges, which are mostly residential, and the other are big Research One universities. There's about an equal number of them. There's about 270 liberal arts colleges, about 230 Research Ones. By that, I think one thinks University of Florida, Florida State, Harvard, Cornell, schools like that, University of Michigan. Liberal arts schools educate about 1% of, or account for about 1% of the baccalaureates, and Research Ones about 10% of the baccalaureates. And the way to think of a liberal arts college is it's like the arts and science disciplines that are at the core of the big Research Ones. So there's about 30, 35 disciplines. In there, it just focuses mostly on undergraduate education, and they're very productive in terms of students that go on to graduate school and the like, and to different professions, to law, to medicine. Together, those two, the Research Ones and the liberal arts colleges, supply on the undergraduate level most of the nation's leadership, well over half of the undergraduate education of the Fortune 500 CEOs, all of the Supreme Court justices without exception, most of the nation's military leadership, huge chunk of the nation's scientists and medical doctors.
And they come from the smaller liberal arts college?
Arts and science departments, so the humanities, social sciences, and natural sciences that are the core of the
larger schools.
Ones,
yeah. So how would you compare the experience of going, for example, to New College versus going to a large state university?
It's different. The students interact, first of all, it's very residential. All the students know each other or recognize each other. They interact very closely with professors. We have for every 10 students, one faculty member, which is a very low student-faculty ratio. Some of the privates are a little lower even than that, so that a student that's, say, learning chemistry is working in a lab with a professor, not with a graduate student, not with a postdoc, and they interact very closely with their professors. Their professors are their advisors. It's very academically intense. And one feels very connected at these sort of places. New College, for example, although everybody thinks the word liberal arts is not used as much in Florida, there are not as many of these schools in Florida. New College, for example, produces an enormous number of scientists by proportion. It's the third highest in state after in the U.S. after Caltech. After Harvey Mudd, which is a liberal arts school, then there's New College, then there's Massachusetts Institute of Technology, then Reed Oberlin. About 16% of our students go on to get PhDs in science and engineering, even though we don't have engineering programs. Almost all the students that come in, 90%, want to go to graduate school. 80% do within a few years after graduation.
So you don't have any graduate programs there?
We have one little graduate program. It's a very good one. It's one of the best in the country. It's just started. It's in large data sets, data analytics. And we have a lot of students. Not every student wants to go on and get that graduates in math or stats wants to go on and get a PhD. Many of them want to join companies, and there's a huge demand for this. So that's recent. There's some other schools that we compare ourselves to that have different ones, but it's not a wide array of them. It's a small proportion.
So you have a small school with a small number of students, 900 now?
It's a little less than 900. It's 850, yes.
But the goal is now to grow.
Yes.
How is that going to impact the way things are? Are you going to be able to keep the same kind of a ratio?
Yes, and we had one of the things that New College graduates do really well, were high among in the SUS, the state university system, in the proportion of students that graduate after 4 years. We're not as high as some of the other schools we compare ourselves to nationally, and we'd like to get up there. That's very correlated with size, because at the moment on a 10-to-1 ratio, we've got, well, actually we have 80 professors. To grow to 1,200, we've always known we should grow, we'd have to go to 120 professors. That allows you much more depth in covering disciplines, and it's much better for students. So instead of having one biochemist, we'll have more. And our students' interests are very broad-ranging. So this is a spot where, and that's why the influx of state money was so welcome, because we couldn't grow without adding professors, and it's hard to add professors. One of the great things about all the state schools is their tuitions are relatively low. They're not low for everybody, but they're among the lowest in the country, which is fantastic. And if you look at our highest performing peer college, that not our smallest one that's in the top 40 liberal arts colleges in the country, that's Haverford's private school. It has 1,200. The next highest is 1,500. And then if you look at the public schools, we are always in the top 5 public liberal arts colleges. The only schools on top of us there are the Military Academy at West Point, the Naval Academy at Annapolis, and the Air Force Academy in Colorado. They all have about 3,000 or 4,000 students. So 850, we would be better if we were larger. We're always going to be the smallest in school in the SUS system, but we're not at as good a size for students as we should be.
So you're talking about national rankings in which
this is a
small, I mean, by virtue of the system that we have in Florida as far as universities, it's very small. But you're ranking in the top against all of the other liberal arts universities and all universities in the country.
Yes. No, it's an unusual, it's very interesting. And even though we're small, we produce, as I say, when I said we produce proportionately higher number of students, 16%, I think, go on in science and engineering. So even though we're small, we produce a significant proportion of Florida scientists. We produce about a quarter of the top honor for students for going abroad after graduation is a Fulbright Award. It's nationally about a quarter of all the states, between a quarter and a third of all the states' Fulbrights go to New College. And New College has way less than 1% of the students. The top honor in students in science and engineering, there are six last year went to the state, two went to New College students. The year before it was 5, 2 went to New College students. Those are Goldwater Awards. I could replicate stats like that. We just produce a lot of people that go on to eventually become physicians, very good lawyers. So it outproduces its size in a way, and that's why it's so well-ranked.
I mean, it's really incredible, because I just don't think that there are many people who actually even know much about it.
Yes, and that's the case. And some of that's its size. You know, if you've got over 300,000 students in the state university system, and it's the college has less than 1,000 at the moment, it would be, you run into New College graduates, but we don't have an advertising budget. It's tiny, it's tinier than some departments at some of the large schools.
Well, so. Do you have a lot of applicants?
We have about yes, we do, and we take a little less than half of them. The students that come here are very good, and a large overlap they need to make up is with the University of Florida, and then there's a number of students that apply from out of state. So we always get more than we can take, way more than we can take, but it's still not out of reach for a good student. The thing is, you've got to be willing not to have big sports teams or that sort of thing. Students that come here tend to be quite motivated. They enjoy smaller schools.
Yeah, and definitely academically inclined.
And they're academically inclined too. Yeah, they're many of them are looking for a way to make a real difference in the world as well. They're concerned with social issues, with scientific issues. Everyone does a thesis. Everybody does independent work as well. They're very self-motivated.
So the changes that are coming up, we're going to be the state of Florida is going to be sending additional funding your school's way, and that's going to increase the student population by 300 students, and then of course complementary increase in the number of professors serving those students.
Right.
Is that going to be changing any of the course offerings? Is it going to be expanding any of the disciplines that will be taught there, or is it just going to be enlarging what's already going?
It's a little of both. We will be able to, expanding a discipline, the disciplines themselves are so big now, so we would have, and the faculty is working out where is best to add positions, but we will have more computer science, data science, more humanities, more depth in humanities. We had just got Fort Myers, like Sarasota. Sarasota is, and Bradenton, have a very wonderful arts community, and as does Fort Myers. But we have an opera, seven theater companies. But the humanities, in some ways, are almost invisible. And we had got a large grant from the New York Mellon Foundation to link with other schools and link with the local arts organizations and get humanities more on the public stage. So, by humanities, it means historians, philosophers, art historians, religion, languages. And so it will allow us to get more critical mass there and to grow on that. The grant from the Mellon Foundation was for $800,000, but it goes away. This will allow us to actually make sure those are properly better represented, and it'll that will help enormously in the public sphere, I think. And so it's not just about science either.
Can you give me an example of a course that would be able to be expanded? So, I mean, obviously you would teach, I don't know, I'm just throwing a dart here, but like chemistry. How can the depth of chemistry be expanded with more concentration, more professors, and more diversity on staff?
Sure. Well, let's choose two. Let's choose chemistry, that you mentioned. A lot of really interesting chemistry is in biological chemistry, also in the chemistry in water. In Florida, we're in water, but as human beings, our whole cells are made up predominantly water, so the kinds of things that build proteins and the interactions that are facilitated when you've got everything in water is another piece of chemistry. There's environmental chemistry that's desperately needed. We'll probably add in there. To pick on another area in, and I'm not sure quite what discipline this should go in, but whether it should go in history or politics, or even religion, a huge piece of the world today, and we have nobody on our faculty that can get very far in it, is Islam, Muslim. We would probably want to do something about Muslim cultures, their impact globally, and how their relations with the West. That's just sort of critical for any American going out in the world to know now, and also in the U.S. So that there would be, I'm pointing to gaps that we currently have in our curriculum. Another way to skip back to chemistry, since I was in school, the change in material science in kind of the way one thinks molecularly about nanoscience. The chemistry of large molecules is really important. They're just chemistry is a huge discipline, and at the moment we have four. You could use many, many more.
I know. I know that was a big subject to throw out there.
It's a huge subject.
But I mean, the point that you bring up is about studying Muslim religion and Islam. Is it makes sense because, as far as understanding going forward in the world, and as you said, the people that are going to school here are future leaders, and they're future leaders in military, and in United States government, and throughout. And having an understanding of the rest of the world would make sense.
Oh yes, yeah. I mean, that's a key component in the rest of the world. It's. And have no knowledge of that, no background. You're not equipping people as well as you might. It's not like everybody would take a course, but if somebody were interested, and our students tend to be very interested in things international, and tend to do very interesting things, some of them.
Well, the school has a pretty strong international component.
Very strong, yes.
And understanding the world, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to leave the United States, but understanding where the United States falls from a perspective outside of it is useful.
I completely agree. And we've also got many students that have started, we have some students that have started what are now quite large companies, and those companies are global. They need to, and they interact with all others. Their workforce is, that needs to be part of someone's toolkit.
Do you find it surprising that, in spite of budgetary concerns and always, having to fight for scraps whenever it comes to getting something from the legislature, do you find it surprising that the legislature was willing to go forward with the expansion plans that the colleges put out there?
I'm very grateful that they did. It had started, so I was going. I realize I'm not directly answering your question. Surprising, in some ways I do, and in some ways I don't. The Board of Governors had asked while we were talking about getting our four-year graduation rate to among the best schools in the country, so somebody would send their son or daughter here and be. There would be a really strong chance that student was going to graduate. And we don't take people on unless they don't not graduate because they don't have the ability. And had asked us what we would really need. And I said that we said that we would really need to be bigger. And they know how well the students do. And so they were willing to invest. And the legislators have always valued education that gets results. So when the Board of Governors said that this made it a top priority, they went along, and in fact, many of them were enthusiastic about it. So, and in some ways, the legislature, on one hand, you can see some would be. There are many different ways to cut it. What do you do for Florida's ablest students, as compared to, or should one spread it around more? In somebody said, and I find this hard way of thinking, and it's a minuscule amount of the of Florida's education budget, even though it's a huge change for New College.
Yeah, it's a lot of money to you, but it's a small fraction of what they're dealing with.
In the grand scheme of things, it's just a tiny drop. Yeah, I haven't checked what it would be, but it's probably 0.1% or something.
Yeah, but the return on investment on bragging rights is pretty good when you're ranking in the top, very top, nationwide.
It is. And I think there was also another piece the Sarasota-Bradenton area, there are, so there's New College, but there's a lot of other, there's a number of other small institutions. One is Ringling College of Art and Design, which is in the top five arts and technical places. It's private. There's USF, Sarasota Manatee, which is a regional comprehensive. It's not nearly, it's smaller than Gulf Coast, but it's still a it's very good locally serving. There's a open enrollment former community college, which is very good. State College of Florida, like Edison in your area. But we're all really close. And then there's Eckerd, not very far. And then Florida State has an outpost and a good arts program that produces a wonderful Master of Fine Arts program. And all these schools are really close to one another. And so in some ways, and I had mentioned earlier that the arts and science is at the core of a large institute, is at the core of the research ones. We don't have a research one in this area, and we're never going to get one. But making New College stronger allows, and we have a consortium where students at any one school can take courses at any other school, no money changing hands, no extra tuition, as long as there's space available. And I think they saw, so I think, one, there's the bragging rights things on the national things, but two, I think for the region, it made sense to make New College better able to serve as an anchor for a variety of things. So I'm trying to, it made sense that way as well, and it's a lot cheaper than building a brand new institution.
Yeah, or a larger school either too. So
that's right.
Well, congratulations and. Best wishes as you continue your growth spurt, if you will.
Oh, thank you very much. We're really excited. I think it's going to be it's going to be very good for Florida students, and it will be good for this region, be good for Florida, good for the nation.
So, yeah, I think it's just great that people learn about it and know about the fact that New College is there, because everybody thinks about big Gators or Seminoles, and there's something else going on there that I just think people may not know about, so...
Oh, absolutely. And I think if you're outside of education, you often don't know about this sector of education because there aren't many courses in it. The reason I knew of New College, I'm a mathematician, but one of the most significant figures in 20th century mathematics, geometers, he's up there with Archimedes, Euclid, Gauss, was Bill Thurston, who died recently. He was a New College graduate, and I knew him quite well. He always gave credit to New College. He won mathematics version of the Nobel Prize, the Fields Medal. And that's how I knew about it. But I think people that are in other areas know about it because of what some of our graduates do. And people who are in higher ed know about it because they know about the liberal arts one. And if you think public, New College immediately pops up as significant nationally.
Well, I really want to thank you for your time and wish you continued success. I really appreciate you talking with me today. That was New College President Donal O'Shea, who joined us from Sarasota. Coming up, a study looked at what local toddlers need to get them ready for kindergarten and what that would cost. Up next, we'll compare that with what's actually being spent here locally. I'm Julie Glenn. This is Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us.